So we have in the Gospel of Luke, we have the beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Plain. In the Gospel of Matthew, it's known as the Sermon on the Mount. But in Luke, for whatever reason, Luke puts it down on the plain, away from the mountain. We also notice a difference, too, between the Beatitudes as presented in Matthew's Gospel, which we are more accustomed to hearing. And then in the Gospel of Luke today, we only have four Beatitudes and four woes. It's interesting, every time I read this passage, I remember a scene in one of the movies about the life of St. John Paul the Great, in which he is saying, "Woe to you, woe to you," and I can hear it. It's a beautiful word that it seems that it you must possess within yourself the warning of woe in order to pronounce the word correctly. It's always hard on Wednesdays because I have morning mass with the little kids, and then I have to compress down my big long homily with all of its examples and all of these things into hopefully 5 minutes. I'm not good at compressing. This morning, I reminded the children, it's very hard. It should strike our ears as weird and strange to hear Jesus say, "Blessed are you poor, blessed are you hungry, blessed are you who are weeping, and blessed are you when people hate you." This is exactly what he says, though. How in the world is that a state of blessedness? It is a state of absence, a state in which some deeper longing, a deeper desire within us is not being met by the world. And so we are in the perfect place. We are primed to receive that which actually will bring to us what we long for. So that's the situation. They are blessed because they are empty. They are blessed because they're not satisfied, because nothing in the world has been shoved into that God-shaped hole within their heart, trying to meet a need that only God can fulfill. And they are blessed because this is the moment in which God is with them. Jesus, Emmanuel, has come to be with his people. The Word of God, all that they long for, all that they've hoped for, is there before them. And because they are empty, because they are weeping, because they are hungry, because they are poor, because they are hated, they are primed to receive him. Then you come across the woes. All of the normal things that we think are blessings in this world. Riches, joy, laughter, food, being thought well of. Here's the example this morning. I love hitting thrift stores. It's like an addiction. I warn you, be careful. But thrift stores are awesome, because I'm telling you, when I was going to Mexico to study Spanish for 6 weeks, they told me as a priest, you really can't wear your clerics down there because people are not accustomed to priests walking around in clerics in Mexico, because it only became legal a very short time ago. And so we recommend that you just bring regular clothes to wear. Well, I didn't have regular clothes. I'd been wearing clerics for 4 years. Makes it sound like I'm a teenager. I grew out of all of my clothes, and so I'd worn out clothes that I had bought as a layperson. And so I ended up going to a thrift store and bought a bunch of pants, a bunch of shirts. Showed up in Mexico, wore them every day. It was great because I didn't stand out like a tourist because the clothes were worn, right? They were well worn. And when I got back, I put them in the washing machine. Well, I washed them while I was there. But when I got back, I washed them, and then I brought them back to the thrift store and dropped them back off. I said, "Thank you. Thanks for letting me rent them for, 6 weeks." Thrift stores are awesome. The problem with a thrift store is you have to know what it is that you want, and you have to be patient in order to find it. Because you will come across wonderful, excellent deals. You'll be like, oh, that is an amazing deal. And you look at them on your phone, you're like, retail for this was like $300 and some, and it's here for $25, right? But it's really not what I want, but it's such a great deal. I'm going to buy it. And what we can do is we can fill our whole closet with stuff that's like a great deal, but not really what I wanted. And then when the time comes, all of a sudden, there it is. The thing that you've been looking for, the thing that you've been wanting. But your whole closet's full. A little kid this morning raised his hand. And I was like, I'm not going to call on you because I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, you get rid of the thing, you clear out some of your closet, and then you buy the thing that you want, right? My dad bought a 56 Chevy and saved $500 in 1957 over a brand new 1957 Chevy. And he regretted it to the day he died. He would only spent that extra $500. He would have had that cool car with the fins. He loved the fins, but the 56 Chevy didn't have them. But he saved his $500. And he wouldn't buy another car because he had one in the garage. My brothers and sisters, there's the risk of filling the void, of shoving stuff into that hole that we have within ourselves. The real danger in that is that when the authentic comes, we will not be ready to welcome it. It's like giving you a bunch of junk food before dinner. As a kid, I never understood why that was so bad, but man, when you have a really excellent dinner prepared for you, and you're not even hungry because you filled yourself with junk food, we see and know why that's bad. Jesus' warning to those who are rich and happy and loved and full was not because riches are evil or food is evil or laughter is evil or people thinking highly of you is evil. It's because they were satisfied with it. And they were not ready to welcome him who is their deepest longing. So that's the warning for us, my brothers and sisters. Your hunger, your poverty, sadness, being hated, these are not the problem. It's definitely not a problem. Because we have access to the one that meets us in all of those things. The bigger problem we have to worry about today is filling up the closet of our hearts, filling up the garage of our hearts, and when he comes knocking, being too full to welcome him in. Woe to us who have filled ourselves in the things of this world and are not ready to welcome that which is eternal. Amen.